It seems some Pasha's talk by Yitzhak.
Sorry, I've got to leave 5 minutes early. Thank you, already now.
Sorry? You've already told me before.
Yaakov left Be'eshova, Vayelech Haron, he traveled to Chor. Vayifka Bamokim, and he arrived in Bamokim, in the place, which is, Rashi explains, is Har Meriah, the Beis HaMikdash. Vayolen Shom, and he stayed there overnight, Kivo HaShemesh, because the sun had set. So the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Hei, explains that by Emerson, the Psukim over here need a big hezbo because Vayetzi Yaakim Be'eshova, I left Be'eshova, Vayelech Haron, he arrived in Choron. The next Pasuk, Vayifka B'mokim, we find Yaakov Avinu back in the base, back in Har HaMoriah. He's already in Choron, how did he get back to Har HaMoriah? So says the Gemara, Yaakov traveled from Be'eshova all the way to Choron. Kimoti L'Choron, when he arrived in Choron, he said, Efsha Shavarti Amokim Shespalu Avisai, how can it be? I passed by the place where my father's davened, Yitzchak and Avram, Veloyes Balalti, and I didn't daven over there. So Yoav Daite, and he made the decision that he's going to go back and daven. What happened then? Vayifka b'mokim. All of a sudden, Har HaMoriah came towards him. Rashi says, Kofat Har HaMoriah obolikan. Har HaMoriah came towards him. That was the Kvitzes HaDerech which Yaakov Avinu experienced. Unlike all the other Kvitzes HaDerechs which we know about, Rashi says, where the person got quicker to his destination, here the destination actually came towards him. That's why Yifka B'Mokim. He arrived in the place and the Mokim was Pegea in him. Vayolen Shom, he stayed there overnight. Kivo HaShemesh, because unexpectedly the sun had set. Rashi says that Shoko Shimsho Shalei Boi Noso, the sun set earlier than the time when it was supposed to, in order, says the Gemara, that the Rebbeinu Shem would be able to speak to Yaakov Avinu at Har HaMoriah. The Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu tikein tfilas marv. Vayifka b'mokim, Yaakov Avinu davened. Vayifka is Miloshin tfila as well, says Rashi. Besides being from Miloshin of arriving b'mokim in Har HaMoriah, Vayifka carries within it another taich. Vayifka Miloshin pegia, Miloshin tfila. B'mokim k'min Ribbono Shel Olam. Hamokim inachim aschem, hamokim irachim aleihem.
Why didn't he yield the davening? Because
of Sukkot. He wanted to daven there because his parents daven there. That's why he chose that spot specifically, Har HaMoriah, to daven there, because that was a mocking where his parents, his ascendants, are davening. Right. So Vayifka B'mokim, Rashi says there's two meanings over here in Vayifka B'mokim, which both of them are pshat in the pasuk. Vayifka B'mokim means he davened to B'mokim, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And number two, Vayifka B'mokim, and he arrived in B'mokim in the Beis HaMikdash through the Kvitzes HaDerech, like we said. So what did he daven? What tefillah did he daven? Says the Gemara in Chulin, Yaakov tikein tefillas marv. He davened at this point tefillas marv. Now, that's very strange, because the pasuk says vayter, vayolin shom, he stayed there overnight, kivo HaShemesh, because the sun set unexpectedly. Sounds like that b'shas when Yaakov Avinu davened, at that point when Yaakov Avinu davened, it was before the sun went down. He davened, and then he was about to go on his way. The Gemara says, kad soli, When he finished davening, he wanted to go, and all of a sudden the sun went down.
Just a plug, though, pretty.
Oh. So the sun went down, and that's why he decided to stay there. Oh, but Bishas, when he davened, seems like that the sun was still above the horizon. So what was he doing davening Ma'ariv? So Tosis in Chulin, Tosis in Barachah, sorry, Daf Chavav on Beis, asked the question. And Tosis says that we know that there's machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. What's the zman of Tfilas Marv? When does one daven Marv? Rabbi Huda says Tfilas Marv is from Plaga Mincha and onwards. And the Chachamim say, no, Tfilas Marv starts by Tzeisach Yichavim. So says Tosis that this Chazal, which tells us Va'ifka Bamoki means Yaakov Avinu Tikin Tfilas Marv, is going with the shit of Rabbi Huda, who holds that one could daven Marv from Plaga Mincha. And Yaakov Avinu daven Marv before the Shemesh went down, because he daven Marv from Plaga Mincha. We pass in like Rabbi Huda, and therefore the Gemara, which tells us Va'ifka Bamokim is Tfilas Marv, and Yaakov Avinu Tikin Tfilas Marv at this point is going to Halacha. Yes, so you can do Rabbi Huda as well. Right, we pass in also like Rabbi Huda. So he said we can actually do like anyone. Ovid Kamar, Ovid Kamar. So he davened Mariv now because it was after Plaga Mincha. Says Tosfos that from this we derive a new halacha that Tovli spalled Tfilas Mariv as early as one can after Plaga Mincha, because Yaakov Avinu, who was the first one to be mispalled Tfilas Mariv, he didn't wait till Tzeisach Yichavim to daven. He davened Tfilas Mariv immediately after Plaga Mincha. Therefore, the lechatchila is that one davened Tfilas Mariv after Plaga Mincha. Says Dr. Tosfos. Now, there's a big problem with davening Tfilas Mariv after Plaga Mincha and before Tzeisach Yichavim. What's the problem? The problem is Krishna. Because we know that even though Rabbi Yehuda says that Tfilas Marv can be davened from Plaga Mincha, but that's all as far as Marv is concerned. Krishna, even if one does daven Marv early, one has to say over Krishna after Nacht, right? Says, and really saying Krishna after Nacht, that means that when one says Krishna the first time, one's saying the brachas of Birchas Krishna before Tzeisach Yichavim, and at that point they can't act as a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Krishna, because at that point the Krishna isn't a mitzvah, it's just Kaira B'divrei Torah. So those brachas don't act as a Birchas HaMitzvah on Krishna. So, and the Rishonim say that the Birchas Krishna must act as Birchas HaMitzvah on the Krishna. So really when we say Krishna later on, we're missing the brachas, the Birchas HaMitzvah on the Krishna. So the Rishonim say that the reason why one is allowed to do this, and one is allowed to say Krishna, Birchisel, after Plaga Mincha, before Tzeisach Yichavim, the reason for this leniency is because of Tircha Tzibura. To get the Tzibur twice together, once for Mincha, and then again for Ma'ariv, is a Tircha Tzibura. Therefore we daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, and then immediately afterwards we can daven Ma'ariv, and then each person can privately say his Krishna Aho. Oba, that's all if a person is davening b'tzib. Oba, if a person is b'yochid, right? Zogn Rishonim, he has no leniency to go then at daven Mariv before Tzeisach Yichavim and after Plaga Mincha. Why is that? Because the Krishna b'chisel, which he's going to be saying, is before Tzeisach Yichavim. And the only reason why we allow a person to do that, to say Krishna b'chisel before Tzeisach Yichavim, is because he has the Tircha de Tzibura to go to daven b'tzibur again by after Tzeisach Yichavim to daven Mariv. Therefore, we allow him to daven Mariv together with Krishna after Plaga Mincha immediately after Plaga Mincha immediately after he daven Tfilas Mincha. But Yaakov Avinu, he's davening over here b'yechidus, right? So Lechayra Mincha he davens before Plaga Mincha, but Mariv. And to say Krishna b'chisel, what leniency does he have to go and daven and say Krishna b'chisel before Tzeisach Yichavim, and then to say Krishna again on its own after Tzeisach Yichavim? L'chaira, the correct thing would be to postpone Ma'ariv till after Tzeisach Yichavim, because there's a necessity, l'chatchila, when one's b'yichidus, to say Krishna b'chisel after Tzeisach Yichavim. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that Tosfos is going l'shitasi. Tosfos, who says that Yaakov Avinu davened Tfilas Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, before the sun went down, it's going to Shitase that Tosfos holds that Krishna, one could also be Yotze from Plaga Mincha. means we hold that Krishma one is only yoytz after tzeis akichov. But Rabbi Mitam holds that just like Maariv one could daven from Plaga Mincha, and it's considered Laila to daven tefillas Maariv, similarly, one can daven, one can say Krishna after Plaga Mincha, because it's just like it's considered Laila for tefillas Maariv, it's considered Laila for Krishna. And therefore one can be Kir Krishna after Plaga Mincha, and there's no necessity to repeat Krishna after Tzeis HaKichavim. And therefore, if Yaakov Avinu davened Maariv before Plaga Mincha, then Zokta says one could do that Yechidus as well. There's no problem with that at all. Because the Birchus Krishma can act right now as Birchus Amitus on the Krishma. And therefore the Krishma he was Yoitzer when he said that after Plaga Mincha. As I stay in Tosis. As the feel the Hezbollah of the Pnei Yeshua. So this comes along the Maral and he says, I don't understand the whole question. I don't understand the question. He's telling me that Vayifka Bamokim Vayolin Shom Kivo Hashemesh means that he davened Maariv before the Shemesh went down. He said, I don't see the Hechrich to say that. Why? Because the Loshna Gemara is Kad Havetzoli, the Aramaic Loshna is Kad Havetzoli whilst he was davening Shokal of Shimsha. Sorry, Kad Havetzoli, have a boy in the head that he wanted to return back to Choron. Shokal of Shimsha, the Shemesh went down. He said, it says Kad Havetzoli doesn't necessarily mean after he davened. Kad Havetzoli means he got himself ready to daven, and then the Shemesh went down before he davened. So therefore he says one doesn't have to translate the Gemara that after he davened the Shemesh went down, and therefore Yaakov Avinu davened Tfilas Maariv before Tzeis HaKichavim but after Plaga Mincha, like Tosafos says. No, the Gemara doesn't say that the Shemesh went down after he davened. The Gemara says Kat Havetzoli, which can be translated when he was making himself to daven, then Shokel of Shimsha, then the Shemesh went down, and therefore he used the opportunity to daven what? To daven Tfilas Maariv, because it was Laila at that point, so he davened Maariv. As a result of the Mara. And therefore one can be most upon the Mara, that when the Pasuk says, Vayifka Bamokim, Vayolen Shom, Kivo HaShemesh. The Pasuk tells us that he slept overnight, Kivo HaShemesh, because the sun went down. According to the explanation of the Maral, when it says Vayifka Bamokim, that he davened there, which means Tfilas Maariv, like Chazal tell us, it's also because Kivo HaShemesh, because the sun went down. Meaning, with Vayifka Bamokim, he davened Maariv, Vayolen Shom, and he slept there. Why did he daven Maariv and sleep there? Kivo HaShemesh. Because the sun had already gone down before he started the daven Maariv. That's why he took the opportunity to daven Dafka Maariv. So the Maral says that there's no hevrich in the Gemara to learn that he daven Maariv before Tzeis HaKichavim, because the Gemara says Kad Havetzoli. But interesting thing is that the Gemara in Chulin says Kad Havetzoli, but the Loshna Gemara in Sanhedrin is Lebosa Detzoli. Lebosa means after he davened. Lebosa Detzoli, then the Shemesh went down. So the Chayyim, even though the Maral is correct in the Gemara in Chulin, that there the Gemara uses the Loshon Katavetzoli, which could mean that when the Zechkeshtel davened and then the Shemesh went down and then he davened Maariv, the Loshon Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mefurish, Leposa Detzoli, after he davened. So if it's after he davened the Shemesh went down, then we're going to have to learn like Tosafos who says that he davened Maariv after Plaga Mincha. Azoikum Tos. And the pen on the Maral, because it's Mefurish Gemara, says Mefurish, the boss of the Tzali. The Shaila is, Azoi, how early did the Shemesh go down? Kibo HaShemesh. How long before the Shemesh was due to set did the sun actually set? So Chazal tell us, it went down 2 hours early. Two hours early the sunset. Now we know how long before Shkia Sachamo is Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is a shor v'reva before Shkia Sachamo. Sorry?
It's money,
it's right. An hour and a quarter, it's an hour and a quarter before Shkia Sachamo according to the Goyim. So the sunset 2 hours early, right? And before that, Yaakov Avinu davened. So lechayra, it's a shtim doch nisht. Because if Yaakov Avinu had to daven Maariv, so he had to daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia Sachama. Now the sun set 2 hours early. Now if the sun set 2 hours early, that means the sun set before Plaga Mincha. So Vayifka Bamokim, 1 second, he couldn't have davened Ma'ariv at that point, because at that point it was 2 hours before Shkiyas HaChamah. Kivah HaShemesh means Shkiyas HaChamah, and the sun set 2 hours before Shkiyas HaChamah, and then you're still 3/4 of an hour off Plag HaMincha. What are you saying?
It was in the shores of money, in the summer, an hour and a quarter as much as
in Eretz Yisrael, it's difficult to get there. In Manchester, you can get there with an hour and a quarter shores of money, it can be 3 hours. In Eretz Yisrael, maximum will be an hour and a half. Difficult to get to 2 hours. So the Pnei Yeshua in Brochus asked this question. He said, I don't understand Tosis. How can Tosis say that Yaakov Avinu davened Tfilas Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, and then the sun set? So I don't understand. The Chazal say that the sun set 2 hours early. If the sun set 2 hours early, it set before Plag HaMincha. So how is it possible for Yaakov Avinu to daven Tfilas Ma'ariv? And a very interesting thing, that in Parashas Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu fought the Malach, so he injured the Kaf Ayerech of Yaakov, he injured the thigh of Yaakov Be'ov Kayime when he fought with him. The Malach said to Yaakov, Ayyema Shalcheni, send me back to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, ki olo ha-shacha, because it's Alois ha-shacha. Allow me to go, it's my turn to say Shira. It's Alois ha-shacha, it's my turn now to say Shira. So the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yaakov Shem Amokim Pniel, ki reisi alikim ponim alponim atinotzo nash. Vayizrech le ha-shemesh. The shemesh rose, the sun rose. So the Lashon HaPasuk is Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh. The sun rose for him. So Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Chulin as well. Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh, those hours which the sun went down early, when Yaakov Avinu arrived in Har HaMoriah and the sun went down early in order that he should stay there overnight, those hours of sunlight were replaced over here. Yeah, it was after Alei Sashacha and Yaakov was limping and going back to his family over the Yabuk. Vayizrach lo yashemesh. The sun arose early. Instead of having all the time between Alei Sashacha and Eitz HaChamah, which normally is Arba Milin, which is 72 minutes, the sun arose early. Vayizrach lo yashemesh. Those hours were replaced at this point. So Rashi explains, those hours which were missing of sunlight, where the sun went down early for Yaakov Avinu when he was in Har HaMoriah, the sun rose earlier over here in order to be a refuah, in order to heal Yaakov Avinu's limp, the sun rose earlier. Now, we just said that Chazal tell us that the sun went down 2 hours early. Says Rashi, that those 2 hours of sunlight were replaced over here. That means it was after Alei Sashacha, and the Netzachama was immediately after Alei Sashacha. There was no time space between Netzachama and Alei Sashacha because the sun rose early to replace the sunlight where the sun went down earlier, Bimei, when Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chor. Now, how long is that between Alei Sashacha and Netzachama? So there's 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, close to 72 minutes. Even if you go with degrees, you can't make it a lot longer than 72 minutes. Now 72 minutes is l'chayr, it doesn't replace the full amount of sunlight which was lost when Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva. When Yaakov Avinu arrived by Har HaMoriah, there we lost 2 hours of sunlight. And over here, Rashi says, those hours which were lost of sunlight, which went out earlier, those were replaced. But the chayra, we didn't get back the full deal, because the sun rose earlier, but we only got back 72 minutes of sunlight. It wasn't the full two hours. So it seems to be a suggestion that maybe this, there's the machlokes over here in Divrei Chazal, how long before Shkiyas HaChamah did the sun go down. And therefore, Tosfos, who says that Yaakov Avinu davened Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha and then the sun went down, seemingly Tosfos is going with this Chazal that there was less than 2 hours of lost sunlight when Yaakovina went out of, when Yaakovina arrived by Har Miriam. So Lemaisa, there's another mahalach over here from the Paneach Rozo, one of the Kadmoin, one of the Bali Atoises.
Paneach Rozo from the Rikeach.
From the Rikeach, yeah. So he says as a, he says that Vayifka Bamokim, when Yaakov Avinu arrived in Har HaMoriah, he davened mincha. He didn't daven ma'ariv. He davened mincha. Because it was before Tzitzak Echovim, so he davened mincha. He would have davened ma'ariv at that point because he would have had the problem with his krishma, even if we would have held that Rebbe Yehuda. At that point he davened mincha. And Vayolin Shom Kivah HaShemesh, when the sun came down, at that point he would daven ma'ariv. And that's where Chazal learned from the Yaakov Avinu tikkun tefillas ma'ariv. He says Vayifka b'mokim. He says the yud of Vayifka is meramis to us. Not sure exactly how, but that there was a ribuy of pegia, a ribuy of tefillas. Vayifka b'mokim. The yud tells us if it would have only been one tefillah, he said it would have said upoga b'mokim. Now that it says Vayifka b'mokim, it means that Yaakov Avinu was bespalled two tefillas. So Vayifka b'mokim, that was tefillas mincha. Vayolin Shom Kivah HaShemesh, then the Shemesh went down. At that point, he took the opportunity to daven ma'ariv and Yaakov Avinu tikkun tefillas ma'ariv. He says that Vayifka Bamokim, Vayolin Shom, is begimatria b'mincha v'arvis. I didn't work it out, but he says, as is up the Rekeach, Vayifka Bamokim, Vayolin Shom, is begimatria b'mincha v'arvis. So he daven mincha and ma'ariv. So the Mabit in Beis Alikim asks the following question. He says, the Gemara says in Brachas that Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Nedava. It's Rishus. Rishus, sorry. Tfilas Ma'ariv is Rishus. What exactly does that mean and what halachic implications does that have is very complicated. But Tfilas Ma'ariv is in some way a Rishus. It's less of a Chayva than Shachris and Mincha. He says, I don't understand. Yeah, Avraham Avinu tikkun Tfilas Shachris. That's a Chayva. Yitzchak Avinu tikkun Tfilas Mincha. That's a Chayva. And Yaakov Avinu tikkun Tfilas Ma'ariv, why is it any different? Why is Tfilas Ma'ariv only Rishus? Yaakov tikkun Tfilas Ma'ariv. So he says, the Murid Gezach. He says, Yaakov, how did Tfilas Ma'ariv come about? Yaakov Avinu was traveling from Be'er Sheva to Chor. And he arrived in Choron, and he said, Oy vai, I went over the Mokum Shispalu Avoisa Veloyis Balolti. He felt that there's something missing over here. He felt that there's that no, we have to daven. He had a kvisa, it's kvisa de latasa, he calls it. He felt his iris that we need a tefillah over here. Mudaf trigim daven. And that's what propelled him to go back and daven in Har HaMoriah. So he says that approach to tefillas ma'ariv remains, the doris. Tfilas Ma'ariv comes about when a person feels his iris, he feels a longing. A person, Yaakov Avinu is in Choron, he's going to Golis. And he feels that he's just left the holiest place in the world. He's just left the most holy place in the world. The Mokum Shispalu Avoisai. The Mokum Ha'akeda. Vayetzi Yitzog Lasuach Basodeh. He feels that Medav Tochen Davenim. We need to have right now a tefillah. So that approach, that is Eurus, that initiative which Yaakov Avinu found within himself to go back and daven, that initiative, one's own initiative, one needs in every tefillah's ma'ariv. That's how tefillah's ma'ariv comes about. The Sfasemes points out, Murid Gezach, he says that Vayifka b'mokim carries within it two translations, like we said. Vayifka b'mokim means Vayifka, he davened, b'mokim to the Ribbono Shelam. And number two, it means Vayifka b'mokim means that Har HaMoriah was near Kamei Mekomei, got uprooted from its place, and came towards Yaakov Avinu in Beis Kel, like Rashi explains. And Yaakov Avinu literally bumped into Har HaMoriah, or rather Har HaMoriah bumped into him. He says, how do these two things, or both within the words of Vayifka b'mokim, he says, the emes, the one thing. He says, how does Tfilas Ma'ariv is in his man of Laila, when it's dark, when a person feels vulnerable because he's in a matzav of Tzorah, like Yaakov Avinu was. He just left Be'er Sheva, he's been robbed of all his money, he's totally penniless, all he's left with is he's the proud owner of one stick, that's all he's got. And he's supposed to be going to Lavan and trying to marry one of his daughters, which looks like a bracha levatala in Ganson, because he's got no way of getting Lavan to agree to give his daughters to a pauper. And it seems like everything is lost. Going back home is also not an option. Esau is waiting there to kill him. He's lost. He's homeless. He's in a very vulnerable situation. Not just that, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael for the first time. He's going out of Eretz Yisrael. He's going to Haran to live with the Ivdei Avodah Zarah. He's leaving the Beit Hamedrash of Shem Ve'eva, where he's been sitting and learning for Yud Adachana, and now he's going into Golus. So he feels vulnerable, both in a physical sense, that right now he's in a matzav of greatest sakana, and also he feels a certain distance, a spiritual distance, a richuk from the Ribbono Shel. It's a matzav of Laila. From within this matzav of Laila, Yaakov feels a tremendous yearning, a tremendous a vacuum which has to be filled. He feels that medaf tzringing yetz beis hamidosh on dorten davenin, and even though that would put him into a big sakana, but still Yaakov Avinu feels that that's the correct thing to do. He says when a person feels that way, when a person is in a matzav of richuk, and he feels this tremendous yearning because of the richuk, he says that sometimes a person can feel a tshuka to be miskarv to Ribbono Shel Olam only because he's feeling distant. And sometimes Hashem will put a person in a matzav of distance, a matzav of richuk, in order that he should be able to be miskarv and utilize those feelings of longing and yearning, and that vacuum which a person feels when a person feels distant from Ribbono Shel Olam, he uses that to propel him to come closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, what happens then? What happens then when a person feels like he wants to go to Har Moriah? What the Ribbono Shel Olam does is he takes Har Moriah and brings it towards the person. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes towards him. That's the koyach of Tfilas Maariv. A person feels he's in a matzav of richuk. Har Moriah comes towards him. Hence, Tfilas Maariv and Yaakov Avinu's Kitzas Aderech to Har Moriah are all one and the same thing. When a person feels a richuk and feels a shtark rotzen to be miskarv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Har Moriah comes towards him. And therefore, the same similarly in Tfilas Maariv. When a person takes the initiative and he takes those feelings of richuk, and he feels that emptiness, and because of that emptiness that drives him to seek out the Ribbono Shel Olam in his matzav, so that feeling and that yearning creates such a tremendous rotzen that kofetz Har Moriah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam comes towards him. Kofetz Har Moriah ba lekan shelo kederach hateva, he says. The Chasam Sofer adds also a merdik in the Kudah. He says that there's three tefillahs a day. There's Shachris, which Avraham Avinu was mesaken, Yitzchak and Mincha, which Yitzchak was mesaken, Amariv, which Yaakov was mesaken. We know what's the first tefillah of the day? Shachris is the first tefillah. What's the last tefillah of the day? Maariv, right? It says normally, says the Chasam Sofer, we know that the day starts from the Laila, right? So that means Maariv would be the first tefillah, followed by Shachris and Mincha. Why is it that seemingly that the tefillahs start with Shachris? Because Avraham Avinu was mesaken for the Shachris, and then Yitzchok Mincha and Yaakov Maariv. L'chayra, the first tefillah of the day is Maariv. So he says, the reason for this is because the tefillahs are connected to korbanos. That means Shachris is connected to Talmud Shel Shachar, and Mincha is connected to Talmud Shel Bein Abay, and Maariv is connected to the Haktorah of the Ivorim and Pedorim, Haktoras Emorim. We take the meat and the fat of the korbanos of the Oilah and we put it on the Mizbeach. And the korban which was brought during that day, its aktora is b'chol alayla. That's the zman of the aktora of the korban. Because the kodshim, the klal is that the layla is hoylich acha ayoyim. The day starts from the morning, and that's how the day begins with the morning and ends with the night. So he asks, why is that? He says, the Alamol, he says, the reason why by Yidden the day starts with the night. By Goyim, the day starts with the Yom. So why is it in Kodshim, all of a sudden, we do like the Goyim, right? That the day starts with the Yom. So he says, Azoi. He says that the reason why by Yidden the day starts with the night is because Laila represents Olam Hazeh. Develop when a person has struggles, nisyonos, and the person can't thoroughly enjoy himself in this world, like the Mrs. Zeshram says, the yoyim, that's Olam Haba, when everything is clear, when a person is nana from his nice and tovim, which is done in the mokum of kibul schar. That's the yom. So ba'yid, first there's laila, first there's the struggles, and after that there's the matzv of yom, when there's olam haba ba'goy. It's the other way around. The goyim, they omnish knesiyonos, they oichel v'shteki mochanomus. Their lifetime starts, their nitzchit starts with the day. They're here to enjoy themselves, they have no tigers, don't have to do anything. The Laila is the Olam Abba. That's when there's nothing there for them. It's a vacuum, it's finished, it's all over when they arrive by the Laila. Therefore their day starts with the Yom, and then it's followed by the Laila. However, Zog there, the Kedoshi Elyon, the Tzaddikim, they realize the Adarabah. The biggest display of Kiddush Shem Shemayim that a person can do is when one is in the Chashchus of Olam Hazeh, when one's in within the darkness of Olam Hazeh, and one does a mitzvah, one is Boicha Batoiv, and one decides, no, Ich Gei Din in the Bashefa, even in this Laila, that is such a tremendous opportunity, and it gives a person such a tremendous Tainug, that can be considered Yoim. He says, therefore, for the Tzaddikim, first there's Yoim. The Olam Hazeh is Yoim, because in Olam Haba one can't do any mitzvahs. Bameisim Chofshi, there's no opportunities for Avodas Hashem. The biggest Kvod Shemayim that a person can bring about is that he is in Olam Hazeh, and it's Behelem. The Kvod Shemayim is Behelem. It's all. It looks as if Ozav Hashem Es Haaretz, and a person says no, Ich Din the Bashefa. That is such a tremendous opportunity. That's Yoim. And comparing to that, the Olam Haba is a Laila. He says, therefore, the tefillahs also are connected to the korbanos. Also, the one starts with the yom, because the Olam Hazeh is the zman of yom, where a person can achieve a lot more than he can achieve in Olam Haba. Means ultimately, when Yaakov Avinu Davar Ma'ariv Balaila, that Laila can now change back into yom. He can change. He can turn the night back into day, because if a person takes that richuk, and the further the richuk which a person feels from the Ribbono Shel Olam is, and the greater the longing and the yearning and the emptiness that the person feels, the greater that the closer one can come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the bigger Kvod Shemayim you can bring about. The intensity of the yoim is as intense as the which he can bring about through his ma'ariv, is the same intensity as the Laila is. If the greater the thickness of the darkness, the bigger his Kvod Shemayim, which he is going to display through Davni Ma'ariv and been putting his bitochon in the Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, no, Ich Lo Yedid B'Hashem Ve'Me'Elfen, even though I'm in a matzav of tzara, and even though I'm feeling vulnerable, and even though I'm feeling a richuk, I'm going to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That turns over Yaakov Avinu daven tefillas ma'ariv b'laila, but the laila is essentially a yoim, because by the tzaddikim the day, by kodshim the day starts with yoim, because the olam hazeh is doim el yoim and olam haba is doim el laila, because these opportunities only arrive b'toich the richuk. The Eibushter on Aaron's health with us will always nutzen all these opportunities to miskarev zayin to the Eibushter.